In an ever-changing world, Off Hollywood Media presents a voice of truth and inspiration, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions, as we, as one, strive for higher and higher levels of consciousness, always remembering life changes. And now, your host, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. I am so excited to be hosting Life Changes with Filippo today. And I know I say that every week, and I'm just going to have to keep on saying it, because life is changing, and life is changing with Filippo and for Filippo. And it's just been one exciting thing after another. Oh, I wasn't even going to talk about this. I just remembered something else. Well, I guess I probably should talk about it. But before I talk about what I just remembered, I wanted to say that it's been an exciting weekend, and I'll tell you why in a moment. And now I get the pleasure of interviewing one of my best friends, Marco Misinato, who is a wonderful music composer. I've been working with him for many years and written songs with him and recorded with him, and also he's done so much on his own and also so much for Life Changes that I'm so happy that he's on the show tonight and that we're going to talk about music and as it's changed his life and how it changes people's life and what we've got planned in the future together and him on his own. And it's just great. Plus, like I said, he's one of my dearest friends, so it's always wonderful to see him and have him here. So let's talk about another reason why I'm excited. Well, this weekend was my birthday, and it's so funny because people ask me if it was one of the milestones birthday, like, is it your 40th or is it your 50th? And why is this so important? Because a lot of energy was created around this birthday for some reason. And the exciting thing was that it wasn't just for me. I wasn't feeling like this was going to be a party for me. As a matter of fact, it was thrown by our producer and my friend, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and a dear, dear friend, Laura De Leon. And so the two of them got together, and they had been wanting to, have so many friends, been wanting to throw me parties for years, and not just friends, my family. And I've always said no. I didn't understand why the reason to celebrate a birthday. I celebrated other people's birthdays because they wanted to be celebrated. When I was a little kid, I wanted that too. But growing up, I didn't feel like I needed to celebrate. Maybe it's because that, look at this, I get to be on the air every week and have been for several years with this show and 1 year with this show and a couple years with Filippo and the Chef. And every week I've gotten to talk to exciting people and make people laugh and help them learn. And it's just been so much fun. I feel like right now is my birthday. Not this weekend, right this very moment, because I'm doing what I love and I love what I'm doing. When I get to stand on stage and sing, also like I got to do, ironically, on my birthday, for the Goddess Festival in Laguna Beach, and have these women stand and applaud and tell me afterwards how they were moved and what they felt from my singing. That, ironically, that was my birthday, but had it not been my actual birthday, would have still felt like my birthday because, again, I'm doing what I want and loving what I do. And so I haven't felt like there was a reason to celebrate it. And yet a couple friends said something to me a couple months ago, but what if we want to celebrate you? And that started to change my feeling about doing allowing a birthday party for me. And then the other thing was that all of a sudden here, my birthday falls on a Saturday, June 26th this year. It also was the lunar eclipse. It also was a full moon. And I thought, okay, how many more signs do I need? And so with that, I had to look at certain issues. Like, this has been wanting to happen for so long, with so many people wanting to do this, and I've said no. people wanting to come to a party and I've said no. And why have I been holding this back? And I don't have an answer for that, but the fact is that I have been. And I've noticed that there was blocked energy there, that though I didn't feel the need to be celebrated, there was the universe's need saying, but because of your birthday, possibly, certain people could meet at this party, or certain energies can be created or manifested or vibrations lifted. And so, of course, it was the full moon, and it was the lunar eclipse, the first one of 2010. I mean, all these things came together. So, yes, we did, and it was beautiful. And then at the goddess event, you know, maybe I'll read this next week or put it up on the website or something, but Dorothy just handed me this. At the goddess event, I was presented by Robbie Motter, Aggie Cobrin, and Luann Mitchell, the president's, and a letter signed by Barack Obama in recognition and appreciation for my commitment to strengthening our nation and for making a difference through volunteer service, all for the work that we've been doing at Life Changes. And it's presented by the President's Council on Service and Civic Participation. Maybe I'll read the letter next week. But to say that that happened on my birthday at the Laguna Goddess Festival, and I just have to wonder if all these things happened because I said yes, and because I showed gratitude for an appreciation for somebody, an acknowledgement for somebody saying, I want to throw you a birthday party. I mean, how many people get that said to them? How many times have I said that to somebody? Not very much. And here, I just said no, without taking into consideration, I thank you for wanting to do this for me. I thank you for even caring about me this much, and I recognize it, and I appreciate it, and yes, I accept it. So now that I've accepted it, as the stars and the planets and the moon and everything has aligned and I've accepted, I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. It's going to be a birthday party every day, and so it is today. Because I get to have my friend Marco here and we get to talk about exciting things. I want to remind you all that this is Life Changes with Filippo, and life is changing, and in very exciting ways if we allow it. And so that's part of what I was sharing earlier, is that I wasn't allowing certain changes. And so I'm grateful because at the party people got to meet each other that would never have met. Certain business alliances were formed, which I thought were really interesting and never would have thought would have happened. The list goes on and on of the blessings that I saw happen just because I said yes for something that I thought was for me, but in a sense it was, and in a sense it's for all of us. And certainly the lunar eclipse and the changes and the full moon, that's certainly for all of us. And so changes are coming. And it's really exciting. And so you're hearing this on BBS Radio, and you can hear us every Monday night on BBS Radio. And to learn more about us, go to www.lifechanges.ws. And you can hear there not only this show live every Monday night at 7, but all our iCraft shows right now are on there with all our guests that we've had for over a year now. So hope you get to enjoy that. Well, I've been saying that my dear friend Marco is with us. Marco provided the musical enjoyment for our party, my party, I could say, on Saturday. And I am so grateful to him because he just makes a party no matter where he is when he brings his keyboard or when he plays his music. And even if it's meditative music, people just feel it. Their vibrations just raise. Their moods change. To me, it's like a party. And let me tell you a little bit about him. Since he's been in the United States, because he's from Italy, as a matter of fact, near Rome, and Rome also, because he spent a lot of time in Rome and his family still lives there, he comes with all of the vibrations that beautiful Italy and Italian culture has to offer. And then, of course, he comes with some vibrations from God only knows where to be able to create this kind of music. And since he's been here in the United States, his music has been featured in numerous theatrical productions, as well as in the television series Melrose Place and Port Charles. Marco, you didn't mention here, but in a couple movies as well, whose names I can't remember right now. Recently, Marco finished two productions, two albums. One is Naked Soul, which features his original solo piano works performed by pianist Lilia, and Music to Make Love, which is a collection of original instrumental and vocal pieces. And he is presently working on the orchestration of Naked Soul, which the plan is to release that at the end of 2010. And in addition to that, his one of his projects is to compose the music for a new solo vocal album. Actually, there's so much more, and we'll talk about it during the interview. But let me just say that Marco's music strongly evokes from romantic melodies to spiritual music. It provokes and inspires the listeners to open up to their highest and truest selves. His goal is to reach for the inner depths of the soul, to let people feel and experience the powerful sound of music. And with that, I welcome to the show Marco Missinato.
Ciao, Filippo. Thank you for having me here in your beautiful radio show. And thank you for the lovely introduction.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much more I could say. There's just not enough time. And I mean that because now that you said that, he's got Melodies from Within, Back to Life with Barry Bruder. He's got Pets Love Music, Dogs, Cats, Horses. These CDs are becoming so popular as people are starting to recognize that music is for all of us. It's not just for us. It's for the animals. It's for the plants. It's for the universe. We need to be vibrating at a higher level. So he calls his music high vibrational music. Marco, tell us, what is high vibrational music?
High vibrational music is simply music that is come from the heart and from a connection with your soul. And because it comes from such a high source, inevitably the vibration is high. And when vibration is high, it has an effect, a positive effect in anything, whether it's a human or is a little child, or is an animal, or is a plant, or is a rock, or the planet. Everything benefit from sound and music when the mind is out of the way.
You know, it's interesting. I remember how one of the ways that Pets Love Music started is because you would play music and animals would walk into your place.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Animals would walk. My pets would come close to the piano and so I start to notice that. And then many years later, I met this lady that is a cat expert, and I gave her as a present one of my latest album, and she called me back and she said, "I love the album, but most of all, my seven cats love it." And so when I am back home, I just put it on and immediately they all relax and I can get some work done. So that was the last trigger. I guess the universe is telling me something. So I decided to create this company called Pets Love Music, and with that I produced several albums for animals, and now it seems like it's starting to get some wonderful feedback.
You know, it's so funny that you also produced albums for people, but the animals were catching on before the people were, and now the people are catching on.
Yeah, in a way, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all, because in many ways, animals are much more connected than us. We are constantly distracted. Our mind is so busy with so much stuff in it. And so we are not so purely receptive as animals are, which are constantly in the present time, you know. So, but the idea of Pets Love Music is just a way to bridge to the animals to reach the pet owner soul, That's the attempt. I'm just taking a long way to get back to the humans, because humans, when relate to pets, for some reason are more prone to be vulnerable and open. And so if music is playing in those moments of connection with your animal, the music can go deeper into the soul.
And maybe the pet can too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for the humans.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that's inspiring. And actually, we had a pet expert on the show way at the beginning, almost a year ago, and we actually played one of your pieces for her, and she wanted to know, what is that? And I want that. And now she has a show. We need to put you two in contact. I'm glad that came up. And so you're inspiring people and animals all over the place with your music. And I have to say, Marco, that you also have inspired something here at Life Changes. As everybody knows, I hope, that we do the Life Changes live events about once a month. We try and do them. And Marco has been the music director for those shows. And Marco introduced something really interesting to the show, that while the show, for those of you who don't know, is an extension of the radio show. So we have the interviews live on stage in front of a live audience. And then we also get to include music, and I get to sing, and we get to have a live entertainer as well, do some of their original music or what have you. But while I was interviewing one of our guests, I don't remember if it was the first show or the second show that we did, Marco started to play music every once in a while in the background. And it was interesting because it set a pace for the interview, and the audience was the first to come up afterwards and say, I loved that interview, but the music just made it so much better. What was the inspiration for there's something that you've got going with words and music and speaking. What is that?
Personally, my experience in this physicality, music is always a step above words. For some reason, even when I listen to a song, I almost never listen to the lyrics. I just go straight to the melodies and to the music, because that's where I open up. In this situation, something triggered in me. I felt a resonance with what the interviewer was communicating, and I felt a resonance, and then I felt like supporting. I felt like I want to say yes to what he's saying in this way, and I felt like if I just play a few simple notes, it might take his words to a higher vibration, and most of the time it works. It really depends on how the person that is interviewed is open,
right,
and how much is receptive,
right.
Because sometimes the music cannot. But if the person allow the music to take in, then you can see that there is a shift in their in his speaking or her speaking. It just goes to another level. It slow down. There's more spaciousness in what the message is going to be delivered. It has more spaciousness, and there is more emotion. The magic happens.
It does, and the audience feels it. And the funny thing is that I'm the biggest critic when it comes to that. I'm not big on background music just for background music, because most people don't do background music right, as far as I'm concerned. So you'll go to a restaurant, for example, and you're trying to have a nice quiet dinner or whatever, and they're playing opera pieces in the background or classical pieces, but they're like overture 1412, you know, it's just like, and you start to eat faster, and I'm like, unless they want to get us, which they might want to get us out of the restaurant, you know, so like the next people can come in, you know, it's like, don't people understand that this music is having an effect on me? So I listen to certain interviews, and I listen to interviews all the time, and there are some interviews with background music, and it plays throughout the whole interview, and you just want to say, stop, because it doesn't work. And so when you started playing, of course, I trust you implicitly, so I, you know, it is what it is, But then this beautiful thing started to happen. And so you seem to find the right moments, and you play for just a short period. I mean, what are you connecting with in order to do that?
Well, it's a blending of connecting with the person that is talking, not so much about what he's saying, but about his energy and his vibration and his pure intent. At the same time, connect with the part of me that goes in a place where finds his own music. It's a blend of the two, and it requires really. It's really in its simplicity. Like every time something is simple, it's also very, very difficult because the two opposites are always together. Simplicity is very difficult to achieve. and sometimes I've been experimenting with this with your shows, and sometimes I'm really there, right on the spot. Sometimes almost there. But I'm happy about it. I can't wait to experiment more.
You know what? Well, you'll have that opportunity at the end of August. We're going to have a live show. And I look forward to you experimenting, because you are never wrong when it comes to that. So it might not be perfect the way you want it yet. But as far as we in the audience is concerned, you're very much tuned in. And that's probably because Marco's been doing this since, what, you were 7 or 8 or 9?
Since I was a little boy.
Yeah. Your mother was inspired to buy you a piano, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, well, that came later. Before, since I can recall, my relationship with music was very deep, very profound. It was my way to step into a better feeling of home.
Mm-hmm.
And also, right away, every time I would play music or her music, I right away would visualize something magical that I always felt that something magical is about to happen in this physicality. And in my path, it always felt it was through music.
Well, people are certainly feeling the musicality and the magic and the high vibration, obviously. Somebody as high vibration as Janusz, who draws paints crop circle paintings, has started to work with you, and you're creating a music series of ambient music inspired by the paintings, and you're combining his art and your music, and this is something that he's really excited about, and he's all the way in, is it Sweden or Switzerland? Where is
Amsterdam.
He? Amsterdam. Yeah. Right. So he's... people are feeling it all over the place, so you're really getting out there. Where can people see that particular piece or get that particular CD? Is that out yet?
It's in between, in a phase in between. But yeah, they can go to melodiesfromwithin.com and they will find some samples of the music. Yes.
Okay, because that's one that there's something magical starting to happen there. Actually, I mean, everything you touch with the music is creating something magical. As a matter of fact, you also have helped inspire me with using my voice with music. And so years ago, you thought of having me read some words of power with your music behind it. And so that started a whole thing that we've been looking for other words of power, meditation, whatever, and we've been creating all this time and having so much fun in the studio. And so Marco inspired a piece... actually with the Janusz paintings and with words written by our very own Dorothy Lee Donahue and spoken by me, we put up a piece on YouTube, which is becoming very popular, and we get a lot of comments about, and had I thought about it, would have given you all the link. But we're going to put that up on our website. In the meantime, though, we can let the audience hear just a short piece of it, because it's 9 minutes long, and the original, that's the YouTube version, the original is up on our website, so if you go to lifechanges.ws and look at our merchandise, You'll see the song that Marco wrote, Just Believe, that he wrote the music to, and he wrote the words to, along with Barry Bruder and myself. And that's us singing, Marco and I and Barry, every day. I forgot about that. Every time you hear the show, Change the World, that's us. That's Marco, Barry Bruder, and myself. And then you'll see there's the Imagine Vision, also compiled by Dorothy Lee Donahue. So that's on our merchandise page or our store at lifechanges.ws. But here is just a couple minutes of what we have up on YouTube with Marco's music, Dorothy's words, my speaking, and Janusz's crop circles.
As the divine child of the universe that you are, remember that you are the co-creator of this thing called life on Earth. Know that whatever you imagine, whatever you visualize about your life, will become what your life will be like. Because tomorrow is what you believe, think, feel, say, and do today. Imagine everyone, including yourself, your family, your friends, all people of the world, merging with their higher selves, their God selves, and living, loving, and co-creating from the I Am Presence. Imagine what your life will look like if all of the good you have ever wanted for this planet is now manifested. Imagine all world leaders, heads of corporations and organizations coming into alignment with their higher selves and living and leading from the I Am Presence. Imagine how good it feels to have people of integrity running every country, city, store, corporation and organization. Exactly the way that is in the highest and best good of all concerned. Imagine these people to be everything that good people can be. See them implementing policies and changes that you desire. Imagine a world full of people taking personal.
Wow, I wish we could play all of it, because whenever that starts, I don't want it to end. It just takes me right away. As a matter of fact, so much so that I usually end up in tears in Marco's studio, and that's when Marco gets excited. You got it. So let me remind you all that you're listening to Life Changes with Filippo, and you could learn more about us at www.lifechanges.ws. And today we're talking to Marco Missinato, who is our Life Changes musical director for our live events, who is a composer, a music producer, a singer, a photographer. The list goes on because he's truly a Renaissance man from the land of the Renaissance men, Italy. As a matter of fact, Rome, Italy. So you could learn more about Marco at our website, but you could also learn more about Marco at one of his many websites, and that's melodiesfromwithin.com. From there, you could learn about his Pets Love Music CD series for dogs, cats, and horses. They're all individual CD series. Dogs actually has two volumes, cats has two volumes, and horses has one. Then you can also learn there about a product that will be coming out very shortly. Marco's been pretty busy here, called Back to Life, which is a product that's done with Marco's music and Barry Bruder's visualizations. He's got Melodies from Within, which is music really for your soul, high vibrational music for your spirit. And he's now also working on producing. Oh, and he's of course got his Italian singing CDs, which the women just love. And there's music to make love to. Speaking of which, like I told you, I could go on and on. So Marco's working on a couple of things that are very near and dear to my heart. One is helping us grow at Life Changes, our live events, with the music that he provides and making the music such a big integral part of what Life Changes live events are all about. And he's working on his own concerts where he will bring this high vibrational music to large groups of people. And what he will be doing is everything that we experience, like me in the studio coming to tears, you're going to be doing that with tens of thousands of people.
Well, yeah, that's the intent, that's the vision that I've been holding since I was a little boy. I would say all this work that you mentioned so far is just sort of a foundation, a preparation for what is about to come, which right now vibrationally seems to come closer to a match to the vibration that's out there. And so the idea is to create a profound, uplifting musical experience and propose that to the crowd, to the masses, and possibly everywhere in the planet. And so with a wonderful band and maybe with Life Changes too.
Absolutely. And maybe with me getting to do some of the voiceover.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, Marco, sometimes I've said that your story reminds me of Mozart in the sense that his music and he was appreciated during his time, but not to the extent that it is now. And now we've been considering Mozart a genius, and we realize that when you listen to Mozart's music, your brain cells actually move in a way that helps you learn and all that stuff. Well, the comparison is good with you because that's what your music does. You've actually had a scientist verify that your music changes the brain structure, and hospitals have actually bought your music to play over their system to help people recover. So your music is high vibrational and it's scientifically proven. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yes. We are in a phase where everything is shifting, and our understanding and our relationship with music is shifting as well. We are definitely going from a music seen as entertainment to a situation where music will be healing. It always has, and in fact, in the long time ago, in some tribes, when somebody was sick, they used to call the musician.
Yeah,
on the doctor.
In Italy, as a matter of fact, too.
Yes, absolutely. So we are getting back finally to that situation, and so the time is coming closer and closer to what I really, really came here to do, which is again to provide, to take responsibility towards these melodies that I've been that I've been gifted with. I'm just a container, you know. It's all coming from a higher source, and my responsibility is the one to step out of the way and allow things to flow so that the music reach its purpose. So what was your question again?
I said elaborating on it, and elaborate you did. You know, Marco, I'm sitting here thinking, you also were a model, and so I'm thinking, because of the way you look and because of the way you sing and because of the fact that you came from Italy and because of all of this package, you've had some big producers in your career want to offer you major careers doing other music, and you have stuck to your guns saying, no, it has to be my music, and I want to do this because this is important for the world. And they have told you the world isn't ready for it. So the analogy to Mozart, unfortunately, is alike there too, in the sense that he was appreciated afterwards. Hopefully, in your case, it won't be after you pass, because we need it now to appreciate it. So people have been saying the world isn't ready. Do you feel the world is ready for this kind of music now?
Yeah, I think in the last 7-8 months there's been some pretty amazing shifting, and I think it is ready. I'm collecting so many incredible testimonials from all over the places. I just got a wonderful testimonial from that lady that has a disease, and she's immobilized in bed.
She can't move.
She can move, and she wrote me, and she got in touch with my music, and apparently she's been listening to my music almost like as a therapy, as like a ceremony, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours at night, like she's taking pills.
Wow, better than pills.
And the doctor says that her depression dropped about 75%, and she's happy.
Wow.
So these are signs to me that we are getting closer to a place where I will have the opportunity to fulfill the vision that I have. It's not so much about self-appreciation. It's really about sharing that sense of unity, of profound unity that I feel when I'm connected with music. Inevitably, when you feel that a tremendous amount of love within yourself through the music, the first thing that you wish is to share with everybody.
Mm.
You know, that's what you really want. And it's not about me, I want to be a star or anything like that. It's really about the idea of dissipating this illusion of separation that is so heavy on our journey as humans. It's so outdated, and we need to step out of it. And I think music, not only my music, but music in general, is really a powerful vehicle for it.
Well, you know, so much that it's not about you. You've actually named your band Naked Soul, and they will be a big part of the concerts, and hopefully also Life Changes Live as well. In the meantime, though, you always see yourself as actually not being in the band.
Well, I will be whatever it resonates for me to be, because my relationship with music is so... It's so about feeling more than technique, more than logic, and so I really have to allow things to naturally unfold. I don't know when I will be there. I will feel what is it right. It might be right that I'm on stage. It might be right I'm not. It might be right sometime on stage and sometime not. It's all about whatever best serve the outcome, which is the sense of love and unity we wanted to create on stage.
You know, that's funny that you should say that, because I was just going to mention to the audience how when you're picking musicians sometimes for the band, because the band has evolved from different situations to what it is now, and you could be having two brilliant whatever drummers or two brilliant bass players that you have to pick from. And it's interesting to see how you make your choices. You say, this person is much more evolved, or this person is at a higher vibration, or this person needs a healing by being in this band, and this is what they're here to do. So you not only put all this energy into the music, you put it into the band, not to create the music, but themselves.
It has to. That's the very first step. If the goal is to generate a high vibrational field of sound and music in order to open the heart of the audience, the first people that has to be high conscious, very aware consciously, has to be the musician.
Mm.
It has to. So the musician is not so much how virtuoso they are, how incredibly talented they are. It's, of course, it's very important, but it's very important how connected they are, how aware they are, how willing they are to heal themselves in order to be able to shift from, oh, I'm a musician, I'm entertaining, to I am a musician, I'm healing.
Mm.
You know, and that's the shift that has to occur.
Mm.
And that the first thing has to happen within the musician themselves. First has to happen within myself, then within the musicians, so that we all are really equipped. We have enough spaciousness within our heart so that we can host the melodies that I've been gifted with.
Mm.
We need to be a match to those melodies. Otherwise, it's going to be another entertainment show. There is many of that.
Mm.
And now it's all about opening the chakras. So the instruments needs to be tuned with the chakra vibrations. There is to be certain circumstances in time of in terms of light, in terms of movement. There is so much that it's going to be, and it's very exciting, and it's a totally guided process. So it's all about just allowing it to happen.
You know what, actually, Marco, that guided process is so amazing. I we don't have too much time, but I wonder if you could take a couple minutes and just tell us, what is that process for you? Because it seems that that process is one that we all might need to use in our day to let our brilliance come through like you let yours come through. What is that process for you of connecting with the music and allowing it to come through?
Well, in my personal experience, not necessarily the right one for everybody, but for me, intuitively, since the very beginning, I started to connect with music. I always felt the necessity to preserve a complete unknowing. Meaning, is to me the art of composing is completely a mysterious process where I really never know what I'm doing, and it's important that I don't know, because only when you step into the non-knowing, which is a situation of no mind, greatness expresses itself. In fact, I noticed that many musicians that are very, very educated sometimes have great difficulties on creating, because they are so polluted with so much rightness and wrongness, ideas about how music it should sound, it should be, and so they are stuck, and every time something come out, it's always like, oh yeah, okay, nice, it's always nice. But if you want to allow the divine content in the process of composing music, you have to be able to completely step into the no mind, in the no ego. You just have to disappear, yeah. And then once you disappear, music sometime come through, and it's really quick. It's a process that is very quick. It's very simple, and it's done. And actually, because I'm not really a technical musician, I need to be sure that I can record it, because sometimes once I play it once, I cannot repeat it again. And so if I didn't record it, it's lost. Mm. You know. So that's my personal approach to the music, and I believe that's a very important factor for any kind of creativity. And actually, anything you do in life, which is, I think, everything is creative. You can be a postman and deliver mail to people and be creative and be an artist. You know? So
for you, it comes, the music is what comes through, as well as other things. But so for other people, it may be, like you said, it may be a better way to mail or something.
It is whatever resonates within you. I believe that there is no one person on earth that is not special in something, unique in something. It's just a matter of allowing that to unfold.
You know, Marco, I'm really glad you mentioned the no mind thing. And I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the show, because that's exactly what I was thinking too, was that I am this unknowing that I've been uncomfortable with. And so with people wanting to throw a party, and I'd say, no, I'm controlling the situation with my mind, because, well, why would people want to come and celebrate me? They hear me on the radio every week, or why this or why that? And also, you know, when I finally said yes, then the other problems that I started to create, when they said, well, who do you want to invite? And I'm like, well, they're my Italian friends over here and my green friends over here. And then they're my, they're not green, but they're like environmentally conscious, whatever.
Well, some are green.
Some are green. This is true. You were there. And the blue ones and the red ones. And so then they're the spiritual people over here and the business people over here. And I had to go into the space of, I don't know what's going to happen, but for some reason it's supposed to. And then some beautiful magic happened that you also helped inspire. So that's a scary place for most people, including myself.
It is a scary place. It is at the same time is the most loving place. We fundamentally have the problem as humans that we are extremely afraid of happiness and we are afraid of our power, the incredible power that resides within ourselves. And so we put the mind at the driver's seat. And the mind loves things complicated. So even a simple party can be really complicated, and because the mind feeds itself with that anxiety. It's just what it loves most. What is going to happen? What could go wrong? Or what could go right? Or what did go well? Or what went wrong?
And this was supposed to be fun.
Right. Right. So it is scary, but it's a fear. It's a positive fear. It's a fear of trusting and daring. I measured the consciousness, the value of people from how much they're willing to dare. You know, how much they're willing to step into the unknown, to the vulnerability of the unknowing. It's very scary, yes, but that's life is courage, no?
I now do and I'm a believer. I believe. And as a matter of fact, I know that some of your process has been very difficult, and yet you always seem to see the benefit of that, and you overcome it, and you grow. And now you're in the process of creating these big concerts, so I should probably mention, anybody that has any ideas of how to help Marco do this, because kind of like my party, it wasn't about me, it was about this needing to happen and all these beautiful people needing to come together, right? So here is these concerts that you're doing. It's not about you. It's about the music and all these beautiful people coming together and raising the vibration, right?
It is about the celebration of life. It's about the willingness to absorb a very high vibrational field of sound that open your chakras. It is about unity. It's about embracing everybody. It's about love. It's about tears. It's about all this.
And you see a backdrop with images, and you see all kinds of effects.
Absolutely.
And all that
I
stuff.
I see movement. I see lights. I see crystals. I see images of love. I see colors. I see spoken words. I see singing. I see dancing.
Wow! I see fun, and though it's not necessarily about entertaining, it will be very entertaining.
It will be very entertaining. It will be a rainbow of emotions, the whole rainbow of life, emotion, dancing, you know, with each other and blending with each other in order to really step into the one, the light.
Well, you know what? Just like when I finally said yes to the party, And I'm thinking, well, where is it going to be? Because my place isn't big enough and blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, Laura said, let's have it at my place. Somebody else said, I want to make this. Somebody else said, I want to bring this. And we created this. Well, the same thing here. We're putting it out there. We're saying, yes, we're doing this beautiful event, and we're all going to do it together. So let's see who wants to have it where, who has suggestions on what they can do to help. And you all can contact Marco at Melodies From Within.
MelodiesFromWithin.com, yes, absolutely.
MelodiesFromWithin.com, and all the information is there to contact Marco on how you might want to participate in these beautiful concerts. Marco, you have so much to say, and I get to benefit from having wonderful conversations with you all the time, but if you could encapsulate one or two lines that you want to share that is who you are, the essence of who you are. You've said it so many ways during the show, but let's remind people, because that is what I think you've come to bring through your being and through your music. There's an essence about you. You want to share that?
What am I? I am potentially like every other single human on Earth. I am a light worker, and my way to bring light is first of all, of course, to reach my own light and make it as bright as possible. And also to take the full responsibility towards my gift and put it out there and give it to and share with as many humans as possible, so that we can create a wonderful bridge between the three-dimensionality that we are living right now and the fifth-dimensionality that we are stepping into.
That's so beautiful, and you do it from your being. You're doing it from your presence, from your meditations, and all that. But of course, you do it in a very public way through your music at live events and concerts and through CDs and DVDs. So those of you who are interested, please do go to Melodies from Within and learn more about my dear friend Marco and all that he brings to us. Marco, grazie. It's been a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. We'll have to do a lot more of these. And, of course, you all can hear and see Marco, those of you who are in Los Angeles, at our Life Changes Live at the end of August, which we haven't announced the date yet, but we will soon. So thank you for being on the show with us. And now we have our very own Dorothy Lee Don. How to be the... Oh, we still don't got this down, or at least I don't. Dorothy, what do you want to call this today? I'm going to let you tell us what it's called today.
How to become the change.
Okay.
In May of this year, a new crop circle appeared in England with an encoded message which speaks of the new paradigm shift, which is going on right now. The code referred to two dates, with the first date being June 26, 2010, and the second date, December 21, 2012. The code spoke of global crisis, and we're all aware that the planet is undergoing crisis after crisis, with devastating earthquakes, war, and more war, and with the Gulf oil spill being the latest and greatest disaster. However, unlike most things mentioning global crisis, the code gives humanity the solution. Saturday night's full moon and lunar eclipse brought with it an extraordinary planetary constellation, the Grand Cross, which created a new field of consciousness. The crop circle was an illustration of this constellation. This astrological alignment that began on the 26th really is a big deal. It will last until August the 5th and bring with it intense and dramatic change. This is the time for great intention and for letting go of anything and everything that is not of the love vibration. With love in our hearts and a directed intention, we will be more able to shift into that holographic reality which matches our own hopes, dreams, and desires. So let us join with light workers all over the world and choose to become the change we wish to see in the world by raising our frequencies through choosing to live love. At this point in our evolution, there's no need to do anything except to just be who we have come here to be and share the love vibration with all. We have been programmed to give our power away, but the truth is that we have come here to remember that we're powerful beyond imagination. And so this truly is the time to begin love affairs with ourselves and to share our love with one another. We're the only ones who can end our suffering, and we can only do this by loving ourselves and forgiving ourselves. The past is just that, the past. So please join me in letting it go. And over the next 2 weeks until the new moon, root out the old habits of mind that have kept you stuck. Let go of the self-blame and judgment. You have done the very best you knew how. And always, always choose love over fear. Einstein said, "We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. All problems and challenges are created from the space of fear. So let us choose to step into love and find solutions to our challenges. It has been our fear of not having enough oil and coal that has led us to many disasters and to the latest and greatest disaster of all, the Gulf oil spill. Time after time, Awakened souls like Tesla have offered us clean energy sources and technologies that would eliminate our need of oil and coal. But because of the power and money associated with these industries, the new methods have always been suppressed and hidden from the masses. There are many ideas being presented to British Petroleum to clean up the waters of the Gulf, and these ideas are being turned down. So part of loving ourselves is our willingness to be awake and vigilant and to hold our government and the world's governments responsible for the present crisis. We need to determine if we are satisfied with how our government is responding to this present challenge. Is our government taking its share of the responsibility? And are we, as individuals, taking our full share of the responsibility? After all, we are the largest consumers of oil in the world. And are we as individuals doing everything we can assist in the cleanup? It's only a matter of time before mankind destroys another ecosystem unless we love ourselves enough to do whatever we can do to change this. Instead of scouring for new places to find old fuel, we should be putting our efforts towards greener, more efficient energy sources. Please help make this disaster the last. To learn how you can do this and how you can help the fanned and feathered residents of the Gulf of Mexico, simply Google Gulf Oil Spill. How can I help? And you will find many opportunities to do so. Until next week, please remember that you are indeed the power in your world. You are the guru you've been waiting and looking for, and you're the only one who can end your suffering. And you can do this by beginning a love affair with yourself. Choose to become a very conscious co-creator by making the most elegant choices possible. And never forget that you are powerful beyond measure, and that you are love, you are lovable, and you are loved.
Thank you, Dorothy Lee Donahue, with what did you call it?
How to Become the Change.
How to Become the Change. Well, thank you for that. You know, you mentioned two dates, June 26th and December what?
21st, 2012. You remember the 26th?
Well, the 26th, because why?
It was your birthday.
Yeah, it was my birthday, you see? So it was a very special, powerful day. So for somebody who didn't want to celebrate birthdays, I've sure been talking a lot about it. But there's a reason, and I got it, and I'm celebrating saying yes. And, you know, Dorothy, I was thinking during your thing that some people have been saying with the whole Gulf crisis that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, and some of us believe that there's some kind of a shift happening. So I think that some of us are saying we're headed to the fifth dimension, whatever that means to you all. I thought, hey, we're headed to the fifth dimension in a handbasket.
We are.
All
we
right.
We really are.
So I don't know if that was funny, but for those of you who are geeks in that way like me, enjoy. That was for you. So with that, I want to remind everybody that we're at the end of our show. So we've got to go, and you've been listening to me, Filippo Voltaggio, on Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network. And our guest tonight was Marco Missinato. Again, learn more about him by going to our website at www.lifechanges.ws. And you can hear his music and hear also the meditations that we're working on and everything else that he's doing right now by going to our link on Marco on our website. So we look forward to being together again next week. And remember, please do keep the conversation going during the week as you have been. As a matter of fact, our website has been down, and so everybody's been keeping that conversation going, and so we can't wait to have it back up real soon. But you can still connect with us through Facebook, where we still got to tell everybody who our guest was today, since we couldn't update the web page, but we will hopefully very soon. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Energetic Alchemy. To learn more about them, visit our sponsor page on our website and click on their links. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and it has been my absolute pleasure being of service by hosting Life Changes with Filippo today. I, along with our segment hosts and producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue and Mark M. Leger, and our engineer, Seth Hendrick, thank you for joining us and being part of this world, part of this show, and being part of the change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes. Join us here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we consciously embrace and explore the only constant, life changes.